Big, Beautiful Bill threatens after-school programs across the Rio Grande Valley. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. During a video conference convened this month by Mario Reyna, a member of the Hidalgo County Prosperity Task Force, nonprofit leaders discussed the potential impact of the proposed federal legislation known as the Big Beautiful Bill. One of the key speakers, Delinda Gonzalez Alcantar, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of McAllen, provided detailed information about how the legislation is already affecting operations at her organization and may have bigger consequences for the Rio Grande Valley region. According to Gonzalez Alcantar, the bill has resulted in the loss of funding for 38 positions at the McAllen Club, valued at over $650,000 annually. This does not include additional support received through AmeriCorps scholarships. She noted that while some of the impact was temporarily managed through summer staffing adjustments, future hiring plans have been suspended due to the funding cuts. Gonzalez Alcantar stated that the legislation eliminates funding for after-school programs and prevention services, including those tied to juvenile justice. She expressed concern that Texas would not be able to access 21st Century Community Learning Center grants this year, a key federal program supporting out-of-school time learning for students across the state. In her comments, she highlighted how the legislation could affect not only McAllen but also Boys and Girls Clubs and similar nonprofits throughout Hidalgo County and the Rio Grande Valley. She estimated the total loss in federal funding across the region could reach several million dollars annually. Additionally, if the state attempts to make up the difference, local clubs could face an additional gap of approximately $2 million. The Big, Beautiful Bill, currently under debate in the U.S. Senate, includes proposals to reduce or eliminate funding for various social and educational programs. While the bill has not yet passed, organizations that rely on federal grants and contracts are already experiencing the effects of withheld or reduced funding as part of anticipated policy changes. Gonzalez Alcantar emphasized the economic implications of the funding cuts, suggesting that service reductions in areas like youth development and education could have long-term effects on workforce readiness and community well-being. She urged nonprofit leaders and community stakeholders to engage in conversations with policymakers about the potential impacts of the bill. The video conference was one of several organized by members of the Hidalgo County Prosperity Task Force aimed at assessing challenges facing local nonprofits and coordinating a regional response. Participants expressed a shared concern that if the legislation moves forward as proposed, many community-based programs could be significantly scaled back or discontinued.